This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for spending a little bit of your time with me today. And just so everybody is on the same page, the next episode, so not today's, but the next one that airs Tuesday, will be heavy on the science stuff. We've been hitting the mindset stuff for the last week or so, maybe a little bit longer than that. And today is sort of neither science or mindset. But just so everybody knows, another heavy science episode is queued up and ready to come at you after this one. But since we are now more than halfway through November, which is blowing my mind, I want to talk about holiday gifts today, because sometimes that can be a tricky thing, and it's always fun to hear what kinds of things might be cool for you to get, cool for you to give, cool for you to think about for somebody whose maybe goal or priority is along the health side of things. So I'm going to be sharing what I personally would love to get as a gift, as well as what I am giving and things I love that I think make great gifts for people who are health conscious or trying to make positive changes in their lives in any area. Before we dive into it, in the last episode, I asked you guys for a gift. I set a goal coming out of Ascend, but I can't do it myself. In fact, I can't really do anything about it except ask for your help and support. I have a goal that I want to hit. It's really important to me by the end of this year. So just about 6 more weeks. I want this show, Primal Potential, to have 1,000 five-star reviews in iTunes. So if you have not yet left a rating and review of the podcast in iTunes and it has been valuable to you, you feel like it benefits your life to an extent that it deserves that five-star rating and review, would you please take 30 seconds to leave it in iTunes? That would mean so much to me. But it also means so much to me if you do not think that this show deserves your five-star rating and review. Seriously, email me. I want to hear from you. My direct email address is elizabeth@primalpotential.com, and I want to know what you think this show needs to change so that it adds more value to your life, or so that you would feel comfortable giving it that five-star rating and review. Obviously, it makes me a little bit nervous to set a goal and publicly share a goal that totally and completely relies on you guys being willing to spend 30 to 60 seconds of your time logging into iTunes, leaving that rating and review. But at the end of the day, I believe this is our show. I believe this is our community, and I am tremendously grateful for every single one of you that is willing to take that 30 to 60 seconds and do that to help me reach that goal. I will put a link in the show notes for this episode over on primalpotential.com with how to leave a rating and review if you are not sure, because sometimes people feel like, I don't even know where to go to do that. And that's why I created a post about it, because I didn't know at first either. All right, let's talk about holiday gifts. I will say I am not a big gift person. I've shared before that I am quite a minimalist, and it is not unusual when my ex-husband once asked me what I wanted for my birthday or Christmas or something like that, I was like, a vacuum cleaner, because that is what I wanted. I'm very practical. I am not a big gift person. However, I do give gifts to my loved ones, and I do accept gifts from them. So I wanted to share some of my ideas with you today, talking about things I love, things I want, things I plan to give to others. A word of warning to my mother. She's the only family member that I am sure listens to this show, because oftentimes when I call her, I can hear my own voice in the background as she's listening to episodes. So, Mom, if you're listening, maybe put this one on hold until after the holidays. Otherwise, if you proceed from here, you're going to hear what I am getting you for Christmas. Or at a minimum, I'll talk about that right now. So you just fast forward a few minutes, or Ruin the surprise. I don't care. Not my problem. All right. So I'm going to talk about a bunch of different categories: food stuff, kitchen stuff, clothing stuff, body stuff, a gift I gave myself specifically for cellulite of all things. But let me just kick off so that my mom can dive into the episode and share what I am getting for my mom. I do tend to give practical gifts. I'm not super fun. I'm not super extravagant. But my mom, after listening to the episode that I did with Mark Sisson, she and her husband have started a keto style of diet. Now, my mom does not need to lose weight, but she is doing it to improve her body composition and also for energy and overall health. So she has been doing that. And because of that, I plan to get her the book, The Ketogenic Bible. She did read Mark Sisson's book, The Keto Reset Diet, but The Ketogenic Bible goes into a lot more areas of health beyond weight loss. I think the Mark Sisson book is very heavy on the weight loss side of things, the exercise performance side of things. But the Ketogenic Bible goes into cognitive health, goes into joint health, all sorts of different things like that. And it has some really killer recipes in it. So I will be giving her that book. I'm also going to give my mom a jump rope. She is, like I said, pretty slender, but she has osteoporosis and she has carpal tunnel. So weight training is not her strength. But this jump rope, even if she uses it for 2 to 3 minutes a day, I think will be really great for her. Now, you might think it might be weird to give somebody exercise equipment, but I think my mom will really enjoy that. I'm also going to get the book I Am John Galt for her husband. I think that he will really enjoy that book. For those of you that are on the Primal Potential VIP email list, that was a book that I read this year. It's one that I loved, that I recommended, and that I will be giving to several people as gifts. And everything that I mention in today's episode, I will link to over on the show notes for this episode at primalpotential.com. So if you're like, what was that she said? Head over to Primal Potential. Everything from the book that I'm getting my mom, the book I'm getting her husband, the jump rope, et cetera, everything I talk about will be linked over there. Also, for my mom's husband, some of his favorite things from Thrive Market, me talking about it has encouraged them to order some things. He loves their cashews. And also going to be getting for him Zevia, which is, Zevia is a sparkling drink sweetened with stevia instead of sugar, and they have energy drinks, they have sparkling waters, and they have sodas. He is a root beer fan. They both liked the root beer Zevia, so I'm going to get him some of that. Also, when I was staying with them at our beach house this summer, I brought up some Kicking Horse coffee. They really like that, so I'm going to get that, and I'm going to give them some Primal Potential coffee mugs to go along with it. Those Primal Potential coffee mugs, by the way, are so sturdy, which is one of the things I like about them. I like bigger mugs, holds more coffee. I like mugs that are substantial, that don't feel like they're going to chip or break in the dishwasher. So I'm going to get some of those. In fact, everybody in my family really likes them. At Thanksgiving, one of my cousins was saying that he wanted one of them. Last year for Christmas, I gave another one of my cousins one of the mugs, the one that says start strong, finish stronger. He runs marathons, so he liked that. So I'm going to get a couple of those mugs for my mom and her husband, as well as for my sister. You can check out the mugs. I will link to them on the show notes, or you can just go to primalpotential.com/shop. But I just ordered like 10 of them, 3 or 4 of which are for me because I love them. But they say things like, wildly curious about my potential and fiercely determined to create it. I can do hard things. Every choice is a chance. Strong with purpose, light at heart. So I have ordered a bunch of those for Christmas gifts. Okay, moving into the out of the mom category and into the general category of books. I mentioned The Ketogenic Bible. I'll give that to my mom. I Am John Galt. I'm buying that for several people. I Am John Galt. If you have not read Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, that is one of my favorite books of all time. And throughout that book, they say, who is John Galt? Kind of, it's just sort of a euphemism. In this book, I Am John Galt talks about modern day people, heroic innovators, as well as modern day villains It's a fascinating book. I found it really inspiring from a business perspective. I will link to that over on the show notes. I won't keep saying that because everything I mention will be linked to over there, but I am buying that book for several people on my list this year. Another book that I recommend highly as a gift is The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday, a book about stoicism. The Traveler's Gift by Andy Andrews. Highly recommend that as a gift for folks who love to read, who are maybe looking for something motivating or inspiring. Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind would also fall into that category. I will be gifting that one heavily this year, Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. And I mentioned Atlas Shrugged. Atlas Shrugged and The Fountainhead, both by Ayn Rand. If you haven't read those and you have some holiday downtime and you want to do some reading yourself, highly, highly recommend. I think that for almost anybody on your list, a couple of good books and then maybe like a blank journal and some nice pens, I think that is a fantastic gift idea. On a totally different subject, totally different category, Yeti brand bottles and coolers. I am a huge fan. Both my sister and I have Yeti water bottles. They are expensive, but I love them. I love the look of them. I love that they keep things so cold or so hot. I really want the Rode 20 cooler. It's not cheap, but that is certainly on my own list this year, the Yeti Rode 20 cooler, which I just like for road trips, weekends away when I'm not flying, and I think it looks so freaking cool. Kitchen-wise, staying along the lines of, you know, tumblers or coolers, I cannot live without my OXO salad chopper. So it's this big salad bowl, but it comes with this tool that kind of looks like two pizza cutters. Whenever I make my cabbage salad breakfast bowl, I use and eat out of the OXO salad chopper bowl. My clients that do that cabbage salad breakfast, it's raw red and green cabbage with bacon, walnuts, avocado, eggs. Oh my gosh, it is incredibly filling and super delicious. And I mix everything together and cut it up really finely using the OXO salad chopper. It is very inexpensive and I use it almost every single day. I also got myself an early Christmas gift of a new coffee maker. You guys know I'm a huge coffee snob. My life does not begin before coffee. I got myself a Behmor, I think I'm pronouncing that right, Behmor coffee maker. I love it in part because it runs off of an app, so I can control it all from my phone. It makes great coffee, tons of different options for settings for the roast, for how long the beans or the grounds soak before it makes the cup of coffee. I will link to that in the show notes. I am loving it. Another more expensive kitchen appliance that I cannot live without is my Vitamix blender. Now, I am not into protein shakes. That is not why I use my blender. I use it routinely for bulletproof coffee and whatever variation of bulletproof coffee I make, but I love it most for soups, especially because it has a soup setting. So if I do, say, cauliflower and some butter and some garlic, and I set it to the soup setting, it just gets blended perfectly creamy and hot in the blender. So that makes it faster, fewer dishes. I'm a huge fan of that. And you don't, I've had past blenders where you just constantly have to stop and like mix it up. And no, not with the Vitamix. It is so worth it. Little segment here for the ladies. Just a couple of quick things that I personally have got and love, and I will be giving them as gifts. When I was shopping a few weeks ago for one of my vacations, I found a totally not vacation related because it's warm, it's a cold weather item. I found this poncho cape-like sweater from UGG, UGG. Oh my gosh. It is not only beautiful, it is so soft, like UGG boots are very, very soft, but it's this poncho-like sweater. It's so soft, it's so warm, and unlike a lot of cape sweaters that just drape over you, this has specific armholes so your sides aren't exposed, which I completely love. Makes it much more versatile, much warmer. I will link to it. I have it in navy. I will be getting this for my sister. A couple other books that are on my list for my sister that I didn't mention before: The Way of the Peaceful Warrior, Tao Te Ching, and The Stoic Daily Journal. Those are lists of things I am considering for my sister. Okay, also for the ladies on the clothing front, this is something from Spanx. And let me first say, I am no longer part of the Spanx crew. I do not wear Spanx under my pants or under dresses. I just have embraced my curves and also worked really, really hard at putting on muscle and getting a tighter lower body. So thrilled to be out of the Spanx club. But with that said, they just came out with something called arm tights. Now, this is not so that your arms look smaller in whatever jacket or sweater you're wearing. What they are is they're like textured and different colored, like it's a crop top with long sleeves. But the reason that I love it is because it extends the life of your summer clothes. Like things that you can't wear in the winter because they're sleeveless, you can totally wear them in the winter if you have these arm tights under them, which is the whole purpose. Like I got the catalog in the mail and it basically says that it expands your wardrobe significantly because all the things that you think, oh, I can't wear this because it's sleeveless and it's winter time, you now can because they come in all these different textures and all these different colors. So I am pumped about these under sleeveless dresses, sleeveless shirts. Really, really, really excited. I did buy them for myself. All right. Speaking of body type stuff, I have recently added something to my at-home daily routine. And the reason I did it was to combat inflammation and also reduce cellulite. I have been working very hard at the gym, working very hard on clean nutrition, and I absolutely still have cellulite on the backs of my legs and on my butt. So what I have been doing is using what is called a Juve light. This is an at-home infrared light treatment, but it's not like a handheld light. It is, I'm looking at it right now because I'm recording in my closet. It's maybe like 4 feet tall, 1 foot wide. It hangs on the back of my closet door, and I turn off the lights in my closet, get naked, and stand in front of this infrared light for 10 to 12 minutes a day. What this does is helps to reduce inflammation and also to eliminate or reduce the appearance of cellulite. A few months ago, I had done a red light treatment at a spa, and obviously you pay for something like that, but I wasn't going to be going to the spa and paying for this treatment multiple times a week. And with red light therapy, for the best results, you want it to be something you do consistently, right? The science behind this is something called photobiomodulation. It's basically influencing cellular activity, cellular expression by triggering your cells in different ways with certain types of light, certain lengths of light rays and light waves. And this is said to help with muscle recovery, and there are a lot of professional athletes who do infrared light therapy to help with muscle recovery. It also can help with hormone production, hormone balance, skin collagen, wrinkling, cellulite, things like that. It helps your cells increase more collagen. So I have been using this daily, and I have noticed two things. Number one, absolutely, I have noticed a slight improvement on the appearance of cellulite on my butt and on my leg. So I take pictures every few days, comparing them over time. And I also have noticed that I have less inflammation and irritation in my shoulder. So one of the areas that I target, that I really make sure to turn my body to for a good several minutes daily, is my shoulder, because I do have some shoulder pain and inflammation that has been a nagging thing. Most of you are like, what? Red light? Cellulite? Is this going to make a difference? Let me first be super clear, because I am not a snake oil salesperson in any way, shape, or form. There is not any one magic bullet for cellulite. So because this is something that is important to me, that I want to try to make improvements with, I work my tail off with strength training. I foam roll every single day. A foam roller would be another great holiday gift for yourself if this is something that's important to you. I also get massage every other week. I've been doing the red light every day, and then also getting very serious about reducing sugar consumption. Even when I would let sugar sneak in here and there, I've been consciously reducing that. So this is something that is not going to be for everybody. It is expensive, right? They have different sizes, so there's fairly reasonable options and much more expensive options. But here's how it made sense for me. I go to a chiropractor once a week. I get a massage every other week. If I were going to add red light therapy at a spa a couple of times a month, then this red light would pay for itself very quickly. Now, if you wouldn't normally do that, then it might not make sense, or if you wouldn't use it consistently, or if you do not have something that really matters to you to improve with red light, whether that is skin health or inflammation or like psoriasis, things like that, the red light can make a big difference, but you have to be willing to use it regularly. And for me, comparing it to the cost of some of the other things I am doing, like massage or red light at a spa, it pays for itself very quickly. I did reach out to the company and ask if they would give me a coupon code to share with you. They said yes. If you use the code PRIMAL, P-R-I-M-A-L, all capital letters, you will save $25. They do have several different sizes of lights and different types of lights as well. I also asked if they were doing any kind of Black Friday promotion, and they don't have necessarily a sale for Black Friday other than that coupon code PRIMAL that will allow you to save $25, but they are doing a giveaway. So anybody who purchases one of their Juve lights between November 24th and 27th, which is Black Friday through Cyber Monday, will be entered to win one of three prizes. The first prize is a bunch of lab and diagnostic work, as well as a custom training plan and nutrition plan, some consultations with Ben and Jessa Greenfield. Ben Greenfield has a very popular health podcast if you aren't familiar with him. Second prize is some bulletproof brain octane oil, as well as some cookbooks and different things like that. Third prize is another couple of books and some Kettle and Fire bone broth. So if you are making your purchase, A, use that code PRIMAL to save $25. And also, if you order between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, you're automatically entered to win those different prizes. But for anybody that's like, oh my gosh, it's going to get rid of my cellulite miraculously, there are no anti-cellulite miracles. I think everything takes a comprehensive approach, and this can be one part of that. Obviously, red light therapy does much more than just tackle cellulite. I am using it for skin health in general, including on my face and wrinkles around my eyes and my mouth, as well as inflammation, etc., etc. On things that, since that's a more expensive one, I just want to take a second to talk about getting intentional about things that don't cost any money, right? I was thinking old school options that I did long before I had any money. And for significant others, I would do, you know, like little coupon books, whether that's massage or going for a coffee date or going for a walk or dinner at a favorite restaurant, etc. But then I was thinking, you know, my mom would probably love something like that. A coffee date, a yoga class. We used to do yoga together when I first moved back to New England, but then when I moved to Natick, we stopped doing that. Things like that can be a lot of fun. I want to talk for a second, too, about stockings. If you are of the stocking tradition, I was growing up, my mom would give us a stocking. It was usually filled with candy and treats and different things like that. Ever since I started really prioritizing my health, my mom still gets me a stocking, even though I'm in my mid-30s, but she puts things like socks and floss and sugar-free gum, etc. I'm excited this year with Thrive Market to put a bunch of food stuff back in there. I get a stocking for my mom, I'll get one for my boyfriend, and I'm going to be using my monthly Thrive Market order for things like macadamias, cashews. Dude, the Thrive Market brand cashews are so good, and I get legit pissed off when nuts are not good. When they're stale or flavorless, I am not happy. And the Thrive Market brand cashews are some of the best. But anyway, that'll be stocking stuff, as well as the turkey almond cranberry epic bars, the artisana coconut butter packets, which I talk about all the time. I'm also going to do a couple goodie baskets for people at my gym, for like my chiropractor, with some of my favorite books, as well as some of the stuff from Thrive Market. Like if I buy one or two boxes of the turkey almond cranberry epic bars, then I'll just open up the box and pull a couple of bars, make up the basket with some favorite books, some coconut butter packets, things like that. That makes gift giving personal, but very inexpensive. Before we talk about what I want for Christmas, not expecting you to get it for me, but for my mom who's listening, you can take some notes. Give something to someone who's not expecting anything of you. And I want to make the strong recommendation, if you are thinking about what you can give, how you can give back, how you can be charitable throughout the year, but especially at the holiday season, give blood. Donate blood to the Red Cross if you are eligible. This is something that I don't know why this has always really mattered to me. I think because I'm so afraid of needles, but I've always really prioritized this because I am type O blood, O being universal donor. I know how important this is, and I think most of us have this expectation, even if we've never really thought about it, that if we ever need a blood transfusion, or anyone we love ever needs a blood transfusion, that blood will be available. But the only way that that is so is if those of us who are eligible give and give regularly. So please, if you can, go to the Red Cross website, find a blood drive near you. They happen all the time, all around the world. If you are able, please give blood. We get so caught up in gift giving. This is one of the most valuable gifts you can give because it literally saves lives. There is no exaggeration there. When you give blood, you save a life, if not multiple lives. So don't get so caught up in the tangible things that cost money that you don't think about the most meaningful gifts you can give. Sometimes that's just time. But if you're looking for a way to give, I strongly recommend donating blood through an organization like the Red Cross. All right. I will talk for a second about gifts that I want for myself. Now, I am a minimalist, so always on my list are things like new towels and new dish towels because they don't last forever. So those things are on my list. New towels, new dish towels. Also stuff for my new tiny house, which is going to be done in just a couple of weeks, which is hard to believe, but I want somebody to build custom bookshelves in one of my lofts. I want some custom metalwork that says RWH. I shared with my Fat Loss Fast Track clients the other day that I was listening to a story about American soldiers in the Vietnam War. John McCain was one of them, who were shot down and captured. And they were kept and held prisoner for years. And they were held in solitary confinement. And as each one of them was dragged regularly to be interrogated and beaten, they would yell to each other, RWH, RWH, which means return with honor. Return with honor. And I heard that story, and oh, even just retelling it, it moved me so much. I want that over my door in my new tiny house. RWH, return with honor. I bought myself a new suitcase recently, so that was on my list. Away is the brand, AWAY. Love that. That was on my list, and I met that myself. But otherwise, it's just stuff that I want and need for my new tiny house. Love sacks. They're like these huge 6 foot wide bean bags. I'm going to put one of those in one of the two lofts. I'm excited about that. Mom, if you want that, just kidding. Anyway, those are the things that I have on my list. But don't forget to give something that's really, truly meaningful, whether that is your time, donations, donating blood. Make sure that you are giving back. Everything that I talked about today will be up on the show notes at primalpotential.com. It's there right now if you want links to the books or to the kitchen tools or to the UGG sweater that I mentioned or anything at all that I have mentioned on this episode. It is over there. Reminder to you that the first Fat Loss Fast Track of 2018 kicks off in early January. Registration will open up to the waitlist in just a couple weeks. So if you want more information, if you want to register, get on the waitlist now, primalpotential.com/wait18. Also wanted to mention, I probably won't talk too much about this on the podcast, but I did send it out via email. So for those that haven't checked their emails, wanted to bring your attention to it. Ascend wrapped up a couple weeks ago. I did an episode with some of my primary takeaways from the event. Many of you reached out and asked if there was a way that you could purchase the audio from the Ascend workshops. I have made that available. You can purchase about 7 hours of the workshops from Ascend that wrapped up a couple weeks ago in Boston. That link will also be available over on the show notes. Hope you guys have a great day. Happy holidays. I will talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.